Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Emory Hunt's top 5 quarterbacks for the NFL draft, plus some sleepers right now on Fantasy Football Today in 5. What's going on? I'm Adam Azer with Emory Hunt, and this guy knows just about, if you listen to the full podcast that we just did, extensive history on all of these guys and really insightful stuff, and you will learn a lot. But let's get to your top 5. It's a little bit different than what you see from the other pundits out there, but not at the very, very top. Number 1 and number 2, who do you got?
Caleb Williams and then Jayden Daniels. Williams, to me, is someone that just, listen, I rarely give out, and you know this, Adam, I rarely give out 90 grades, and he has one. You know, the last quarterback I gave a 90 was Trevor Lawrence, and then before that, Lamar Jackson and Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes. So if I give you a 90 at the position, I do feel like you are someone that's going to be one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the game. And for fantasy, that helps you out because I feel like he's going to have a lot of production. And Daniels is someone that he is as elusive as Lamar Jackson with the ball in his hands. Now, he's not as explosive as Lamar, but that he's not off by much, but he's super elusive, so he's going to gain a lot of yards on the ground. But his deep ball accuracy is where he has success, especially at the intermediate levels of the field. So he should also be a very good fantasy option as well.
I think a lot of people will say, well, he's throwing to Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas, but he puts it right on the money consistently. Follow-up question on Jayden Daniels, who actually weighs like 7 pounds more than J.J. McCarthy.
Thank you.
But he is taking a lot of vicious hits.
Right.
He's 210 pounds. So is that something he's going to have to change?
You have to be a little bit more judicious when you run the football and knowing when and where to take hits. Now, you can go be Christian Okoye if we're at the 2-yard line. But if we're at the minus 40, you know, get out of bounds or slide.
Nobody's ever thanked me quite like that, Emory. I appreciate that. You're welcome.
Like, how could you look at J.J. McCarthy and not see, you know, granted, he's wearing navy, so it may look different, but no, he's just as slim as this dude.
Yeah, I think he's 203 pounds. All right, so who do we have at number 3 and number 4? A little bit of curveballs here. What do you got?
Spencer Rattler at 3 and Jordan Travis at 4. Jordan Travis probably would have been higher had he finished the season and going through the whole gambit, because I think both guys are very good quarterbacks. And I like that Rattler is battle-tested, been through a lot of drama and trauma in his career, but came out on the other side positively. I liken him to Baker Mayfield of the Bucs as opposed to Baker Mayfield of the Panthers and Browns. I think he gets it now, and I think that bodes well for him moving forward. I think the underrated option in fantasy will be Jordan Travis. He's going to be someone checks out medically when he gets onto the field. He's going to star in the preseason. It's going to push the envelope of where he goes. Like, hey, maybe this should be the starter. And it wouldn't surprise me to see him start some games later in the season. But I like that he moves the football. I call him the Malcolm X of quarterbacks by any means necessary. The ball is moving down the field, whether it's with his legs, whether it's with his arm. He will find a way to make a way. And that's what I like about him as a quarterback.
All right, so that's your top 4. I asked you for your top 5, but I'm gonna just go ahead based on what we talked about earlier off the different show. I'm gonna say maybe kind of like a 3-way tie for 5 with the next 3, the big names in the draft. How do you rank those next 3?
Drake May, then Michael Penix, then J.J. McCarthy. But you can sell me on whichever order you want. I do like May because of the youth and the athleticism. McCarthy, I like that he's, I don't want to say game manager in a negative sense, but he can manage the game in a positive way. Like, hey, here's what we need you to do when we need you to do it. And he does it. And he's gotten his team. He overcame what we saw from him against TCU in the playoff. Those bad outside the hash throws that went back the other way protected the ball a lot better this season and subsequently got the national championship for Michigan. Penix, two separate careers, did a solid job at Washington, stayed healthy for 2 years, which is great for him long term. But also we saw him add touch, timing, anticipation, and placement on his passes that was non-existent at Indiana, in my opinion.
And then give me a sleeper, Emery.
Jason Bean out of Kansas, athletic phenom that can play well, was called upon a lot at Kansas because Jalen Daniels got hurt a lot, but he's played a lot, started a lot. And also Darren Granger of Georgia State. If you like Jaden Daniels and you want Jaden Daniels, but you can't get him, you can get Darren Granger later in the draft out of Georgia State. He's an excellent player.
That is Emery Hunt, an excellent analyst. If you want to hear more, you can check out a couple of podcasts. One, the full-length Fantasy Football Today show. He talked about quarterbacks. And on Friday, he'll be on Fantasy Football Today Dynasty with Heath to break down running backs. I'm Adam Azer. Talk to you later this week on Fantasy Football Today in 5.
Hey, everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.